The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Bob Garrett. How are you, Bob?
Good talking to you, Robert.
And Bob is the CEO of Hackensack University Health Network, which has won all types of awards. And we're going to talk about the future of healthcare, but let's just start talking about the organization, what is today.
Sure. We are a four-hospital health network in northern New Jersey, located just outside of New York City. In terms of our total size, we're about $2 billion in revenues. Our flagship hospital, Hackensack University Medical Center, which is also our academic center, has received quite a bit of national recognition for the quality outcomes that have been produced. So as an example, we have been recognized by U.S. News and World Report as the number one hospital in New Jersey and one of the top hospitals in the nation ever since U.S. News started their award program. So that's a reflection, really, of the clinical care that's delivered at our flagship hospital at Hackensack. We've also been recognized by many other organizations for producing really high clinical outcomes. Many patients who need specialty care in the region come to Hackensack University Medical Center. In addition to Hackensack, we have three strong community hospitals. One is Hackensack UMC Pascack Valley, which is located about 10 miles north of the flagship hospital. It serves a community in northeastern Bergen County in New Jersey. We also have Hackensack UMC Mountainside, which serves a community in Essex County. It's located in Montclair, New Jersey. And we have Hackensack UMC at Palisades, which is located in Hudson County, which is New Jersey's most densely populated county, and it serves a significant population just outside of New York City.
And you're being a little bit humble because out of 5,000 hospitals in America, you've been in the top 50, or the only hospital, so that's the top 1%, for 9 consecutive years out of New Jersey, New York, or New England. You must be doing something differently. Talk about what's different about your approach, be it clinically, be it culture-wise, in terms of being cited in the top 1%.
Yeah, Robert, it really is. It is really having a culture of quality, of patient safety. It's something that's really very much a part of our culture. It's been instilled for a number of years. We're very focused on quality, on patient safety. People are held accountable to goals, and there are metrics that we measure on a daily basis, really around quality. We've also been able to attract some very what I would call destination physicians that have come to practice at Hackensack. So we've been able to in many different specialties recruit doctors who are really tops in their field, not only in the country, but actually in the world. So some good examples of that are in our cancer center, where we have one of the top lymphoma specialists who trained down at MD Anderson, is known in Europe and in the U.S. as one of the top lymphomic specialists in oncology. We have somebody who heads up our bone marrow transplant program, which, by the way, is one of the largest bone marrow transplant programs in the entire world. I believe it's 7th or 8th largest in the world. But we recruited the chief of bone marrow of our bone marrow program from the Hutchinson Institute, which is very well known in Seattle. Then, of course, we were able to recruit some of the finest physicians from across the river in Manhattan at some of the larger academic medical centers. So, you know, that certainly has helped, along with our nursing team, because, you know, you really, it's not just about the doctor, it's about the entire healthcare team. And we've been fortunate that
over
1,900 nurses, and we've been fortunate that our nursing team was really recognized early on as a magnet nursing program.
Okay. It was not just you, I believe, were magnet means that this is the top nursing quality. Correct. And you, I believe, not only were you number one in New Jersey, but you were number two in the United States.
We were the second hospital in the nation to receive the Magnet Award for Nursing Excellence behind the pilot program, which was actually out in Seattle, Washington. So we were the first non-pilot Magnet hospital, but we're very proud of that. It has helped us not only recruit the finest nurses from around the entire region, but it also helps us retain nurses, because the Magnet Award represents an award where organizations are recognized for providing nursing excellence and for providing a very favorable work environment for nurses to practice in.
So a question, you're talking about culture, you're talking about having some of the top physicians. How do you inspire, how do you align physicians and get everyone to get the best results and understand your one organization? That's something all the CEOs listening in always want to know. When you've top talent, especially top academically driven talent, how do you galvanize them?
Well, we have a very rigorous physician orientation program here at Hackensack, and those are that's for physicians who are either employed or are aligned with the hospital in different respects. Our culture, our values are communicated. We continue to communicate some of our overall ambitions and our goals. We also allow for folks at the on the front line, if you will, some of the physicians that are taking care of patients each and every day to be innovative, to really come up with some new ideas in terms of how they can improve the care process. And so I think there's a spirit of innovation that goes on throughout the organization.
For example, in innovation, what's something that's happened that you were really proud of?
Well, we're proud, you know, that the, as an example, in our intensive care units that that we have all intensivists that take care of patients, and those are specialists. They're intensive care specialists that are with patients 24 hours, seven days a week. And that initiative, if you will, came from physicians that were on the front line, attending physicians that said, listen, you know, I'm coming to the intensive care unit to see my patients, but I'm not there 24 hours, 7 days a week. So our physicians embrace the idea of actually staffing all of our ICUs with intensivists, and that's the best practice out there, and that means that patients are getting the not only the best quality, but the safest care that's possible. So that's an example of where we're really proud of what physicians and nurses and others have done on the front line in the way of innovation.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Bob Garrett, who is the CEO of Hackensack University Health Network. And we're talking about a great organization, but now this great organization, there's new ideas to potentially expand it. So I do have to tell you about 3 minutes till break, but talk about the new potential expansion and merger with Meridian.
Yes, so Meridian Health is a large healthcare system in New Jersey. They're about the same size as Hackensack University Health Network. And we have announced that we're planning to merge our two organizations. And, you know, it will create a large organization. It will be approximately a $4 billion organization, an organization that will be very comprehensive, the most comprehensive healthcare system in New Jersey. But more than about size and scale, it's also about what unique features each organization brings to the table. So Hackensack, as we spoke about, brings excellent clinical care and outcomes that are nationally recognized for many, many years. We also have a growing academic and research profile, including a new medical school that we bring to the table from the Hackensack side. Meridian has a robust, what I would call a continuum of care, meaning they provide care in 120 different locations. That could be nursing homes, that could be assisted living facilities, fitness and wellness, home health care, ambulatory surgery. And the trend in healthcare is more and more healthcare is being delivered outside the four walls of the hospital. So that continuum of care is a very important asset that Meridian brings to the table. So this merger is about providing better access, better quality, sharing best practices, but it's also about really addressing where the future of healthcare is going.
And it'll be a large organization, 14 hospitals, 26,000 employees, 3,500 beds.
That's correct, yeah. So, and covering a large geography will be one of our goals in the merger is to have a Hackensack Meridian Health, and that's what the new name of the organization is going to be, Hackensack Meridian Health, having a Hackensack Meridian Health touch point within a 10-minute drive of residents that we service. And if you think about New Jersey with all the traffic, that's a pretty ambitious goal.
That is an ambitious goal.
Yeah.
And talking ambitious.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Bob Garrett, who is the CEO of Hackensack University Health Network, and we're talking about a major potential expansion with Meridian, where you would have then 14 hospitals, 26,000 employees, 3,500 beds. You mentioned before something really interesting about educational, and you have this additional partnership with Seton Hall. And I thought that was fascinating. Everyone listening in, this is how you expand. When you have an organization, you look outside the walls into different type of areas. So talk about that partnership, and then we'll talk more about partnerships.
Yeah, so I'm very excited about our new partnership with Seton Hall University to create a four-year school of medicine, which will be New Jersey's only private medical school. There's a real big need for a new medical school in our area. There's a significant physician shortage that continues to grow. The estimates are by the year 2020 that there'll be a need for 135,000 additional physicians, about half of them in primary care alone. So there's a real need to have a new medical school. We look for partners. We felt that Seton Hall was a great partner. They once did have a medical school back in the late 60s and early 70s. They've invested a lot in health science programs and nursing programs, and it was a logical place for them to land with Hackensack, as they were looking to reestablish their school of medicine. So this is a joint venture between our two organizations. What I really love about it, and what I'm most excited about with the new school of medicine, is not that it's going to be New Jersey's only private medical school, which I think there'll be a big need for, because in New Jersey we're losing a lot of talent. I call it a talent drain. A lot of medical students are actually going to school in other states and even offshore. And statistically, wherever they go to medical school, they end off tending to stay. They don't come back to New Jersey. So this is a great opportunity for us to create a first-rate school and kind of reverse that talent drain that is going on. But what I'm very excited about is how the curriculum is going to be structured. This is truly going to be an interprofessional curriculum, which has not been done at any medical school across the country. And what I mean by that is Seton Hall University is going to relocate their College of Nursing, their health science programs, including physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech-language pathology, physician assistance program, health administration programs, PhDs in health science and research. They're relocating all of those programs, all of those schools, to a new medical school campus that will be, and those programs will be integrated into the new School of Medicine, so that all those professionals, rather than being educated in silos, will be educated together wherever possible, even within the same classroom. And we know that when healthcare is delivered as a team, the outcomes are significantly better. So why not break down those silos to start with in the educational process? So we're doing something not only where there's a big need for additional medical schools, we're doing something very different in terms of the curriculum that we're going to be establishing.
And you, as what I would call in healthcare a visionary CEO, you've done a lot of partnerships like that. Even, for example, like with Uber,
you
just created the first type of partnership in healthcare.
Yeah, so we're really proud, because we see consumers and the consumer movement in healthcare growing. Consumers are getting much more involved in the delivery of their care. They're looking for convenience rather than having to travel a great distance to healthcare facilities. They're looking for healthcare in their own neighborhoods, in their own communities. And transportation is definitely an issue in terms of healthcare access, particularly in New Jersey. Like we talked about before, it's a crowded state. The roads are overcrowded. So we formed a partnership with Uber to really hopefully help with some of these transportation issues. Uber hasn't done a partnership like this with any other healthcare system, not only in the country but in the world. So we're the first. And you know, the way it's going to work is that Uber has mapped our campus, so there'll be specific locations that that patients and families can get to and from, rather than just being dropped off, as an example, at a central location. There, Uber will actually drop people off or pick them up from particular locations like our children's hospital or our women's hospital or our heart and vascular hospital or our cancer center. So they've mapped our campus here at Hackensack, and we hope that we'll expand that to some of our other campuses as well. There'll also be a special feature on the Uber app, which will identify Hackensack, and there'll be a special feature on the Hackensack app that will identify Uber. So we think this is significant in terms of a breakthrough type of partnership with a company outside of healthcare that can really help us. Think about Uber. Uber is safe. They're reliable. It's a name that people know. It's a name that people have started to really trust. And the access is very easy. So we're excited about it, and I think the Uber folks are equally as excited.
Well, they may be even more excited because you may have set up a new model for them to expand Uber on the B2B side.
An interesting story of how that started. I attended a
– And we only have about 2.5 minutes. So.
Okay, quick on the story. How that started was I heard their CEO speak, Uber CEO, mm-hmm. Speak out at a technology conference out in California. I was very impressed with him. I got a chance to meet him after he spoke. And he talked about forming new partnerships with different industry. So I came back to Hackensack, and I thought, wow, that's a great company to reach out to. And we did. And I'm happy to say in a very short period of time, we established this partnership.
Well, congratulations. So when we talk about the future, we have 2 minutes left. You obviously have had great success in terms of your leadership philosophy, in terms of maintaining the integrity of the core and expanding it. How would you talk about and define your real leadership philosophy?
My leadership philosophy is one of collaboration. I think that there was a realization that we, meaning Hackensack, couldn't do everything by ourselves. Healthcare was changing. It's diversifying. So I would say that my collaborative style has led to many partnerships, whether it's in the retail healthcare space, as an example, where we have a partnership with CVS MinuteClinic. We provide medical supervision for 9 CVS MinuteClinics in the area. Or with a company like CityMD, where we're establishing urgent care centers throughout the region, or a partnership with Uber, or a partnership with Panasonic, where we're establishing a new technology center. So I think from a leadership perspective, you really have to have a collaborative type of a style that allows for partnerships and really looking from within yourself and saying, can I provide all these services on my own, or do I need to partner with folks? And my answer is, I think that we gain a lot through these partnerships.
Well, we've been speaking with Bob Garrett, and we have talked about a concept as a CEO of being collaborative, of expanding, of creating new partnerships, even if they're completely outside of your industry, as a great vehicle to growth. It sounds like you have a terrific future ahead.
Well, thank you very much, Robert. We certainly think we're well positioned for the future.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
When I was 16 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, Hi, this is Robert Greisa on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Andrew Collins. How are you, Andrew?
I'm great, Robert. Thanks for having me.
And Andrew is the president of Sentient Jets. So let's talk about the private aviation industry.
Sure.
What's the state of it right now? CEOs obviously want to hear.
So I think that private aviation has really benefited from a robust market over the last couple of years. We've certainly seen aviation rise post the financial crisis. There will always be private flying. It just depends on the methodology people choose. But last year in 2014, the overall flying market, as it were, was up about 4%. I think it was about 3.5% in the what they call the Part 135 market, which is the for-pay hourly-based market. That's what we're governed under. You also saw the economy rise last year, right? You saw GDP almost up 2.5%. I think it was 2.4%. That was the biggest spike we saw GDP-wise in about 9 years. Aligning with that in a very propitious way was aircraft orders and deliveries. So aircraft last year, there was 722 aircraft delivered from manufacturers last year. That's up 6.5%. That was the biggest year-over-year gain you saw in that sector in about 6.5 years, 7 years. So a healthy market. We were up 12% relative to volume. We sort of track beyond the market, and I think that's because of our product set, and we certainly can talk about that. But I'd say that as of now, it's a very healthy state in private aviation, and it's one that is healthy because people are valuing their time. The CEOs of the world, the business leaders of the world, are pursuing the convenience, the flexibility, and the security that are associated with private aviation.
Yeah, I would think you're right. The value proposition, certainly if an average CEO that we deal with makes $11 million a year, you break that into 2,000 hour work, even though they work a lot more than that, but that's about $5,500 an hour. So if you think of, that's about the cost of basic air travel.
That's
and if you think of the amount of time they save, it's enormous. Also, because there's only, what is it, there's about 500 public airports, but there's about 5,000 private ones.
Right. I think when you look at commercial aviation, it's wonderful at times, and it can work very effectively, but you're dealing with the restrictions of 500 airports that ultimately have a lot of people that have to make it go. And in private aviation, you're dealing with thousands of smaller airports, and most private aviation companies have stronger operational flexibility. What that means is that we can work with a single airstrip, we can work with a smaller FBO, a smaller airport location, we don't have to get TSA people there or baggage handlers there. So whether it's weather or some other government regulatory intervention or something like that, we tend to have a great deal of flexibility. So outside of just the time factor, right, there's also kind of a reliability factor that's built into us and built into the industry. I can tell you that at a personal level, so we are based in Boston, but we're owned and we're part of a much larger organization that's headquartered in Cleveland, Ohio. To fly from Boston to Cleveland, Ohio, right now, I have to use United Airlines, and I have to fly at their designated time. It's on a regional jet. It's probably $1,200 to $1,500 round trip. And so if I have, let's say, a lunchtime meeting in Cleveland, I have to actually start my journey probably at 6 o'clock in the morning from Boston. I have to get to the airport. I have to get on that regional jet. I have to fly into the commercial hub, Hopkins, in Cleveland, and then I have to work my way over to where my meeting is, okay? If I flew privately, I can cut out a great deal of that time, and I have. So instead of getting up at 6 or 5 or whenever I have to start my journey, I can leave 2 hours before my meeting because it's an hour and a half privately from Boston to Cleveland. So I could leave at 10 o'clock, land at 11:30, have my lunch meeting, turn around, and I can be back at home in time for dinner. and whatever other obligation I might have. And so that time factor is very significant, and that to me is really like the personal example that I can give you. That's me personally. I've done that multiple times, and I can't tell you what a lifesaver that is. And what that actually means to me is that I get a good night of sleep, I get a productive day in, and the next day I have a productive day as well. So when I fly commercially sometimes, I wash a lot of productive time out of my schedule.
As well as the added stress, and as well as that, if you want to have certain key executives on the flight with you, you could talk about anything confidential.
Absolutely.
So it's really, it's your time. It's, that's why, you know, most of the CEOs I know and most of the executive teams are very interested. So I want to shift over now to Cenchen.
Sure.
It's, as great as the private aviation field is, it's fairly crowded. And there are a lot of players and they're seeing growth now. How do you differentiate yourself?
Good question. It is an interesting one. We saw some consolidation with the financial crisis, and we're now seeing new entrants come on board. People are always attracted to the space. The good news is that means there's fresh capital and investment and innovation coming into the space. For us, we invented the private aviation jet card in 1999. So the concept is essentially a very simple one, which is you pre-purchase time. Right? So what you're doing is you're pre-purchasing 25 hours on a designated size aircraft, light, mid, super mid, heavy aircraft, right? And we simply just allow you to draw down the monies that are associated with that card as you fly. So it's very flexible. It starts at about $125,000. And what you start to realize is that it is a wonderful productivity tool. It is a way for you to be able to get upfront costs and understand how much you're paying. You can get an aircraft in as little as 10 hours advance notice anywhere in the 48 contiguous United States. We have 24/7 customer service, 365 days a year. It is luxury hospitality-oriented service where we have to anticipate needs. We have to anticipate any challenges. It's a wonderful service culture. It's also a very strong safety culture. Ultimately, the differentiator for us is that this metaphor, this jet card, is very popular right now, and we are the largest jet card provider in the world.
And you've got 4,000
people. We probably have about 4,500 at this point in terms of jet card holders and approaching 5,000.
Hmm.
We had a 25% year-over-year sales growth last year. So we have a very, very, very significant base of flyers, and there are two types of flyers in our world. There's a corporate flyer, there's a leisure flyer. Many of them, we are their primary solution for flying. They choose us because they fly anywhere from 25 to 100 hours a year, and we're their go-to solution. They pull the card out of the wallet, they make a phone call, they get the jet, boom, there's no asset purchase. It goes right to the T&E portion of an expense report as opposed to being on a balance sheet as an asset, so you're not tied to an asset. This is simply just pre-purchasing time. And then we have what we call a blended flyer, where that person may have multiple private aviation solutions. They might have some access to a corporate jet. They might also have a fractional share or an interest in another aircraft, which is actually part ownership and still an asset. And then they utilize us for very specific needs. So we see a very large piece of the pie in private aviation, and that's what I love about the model.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Andrew Collins, who is the president of Cenchen Jet. So right now we're in... you're talking about product. We're in a really luxurious leather seat in Teterboro Airport while we're doing this interview. Talk about what this jet is and the other products that you have.
Sure. So right now, this is a super mid-size aircraft. It's a Falcon 2000 EX. It can go about 4,500 statute miles, so you could easily go to Chicago, Hawaii. You can go across the country in this. It's got great range. It's obviously, as you said, a leather-clad, wonderful, kind of luxurious, sumptuous interior, but it's also got all the tools of the trade on board. You've got power outlets, you've got
this little TV here.
Sure, you've got nice. You've got avionics that and aviation materials that allow you to know where you are in the world when you're flying. You've got an enclosed lavatory, you've got a galley, a kitchen. So you've got a lot at your disposal as you're flying, and this can go very fast and can get you where you need to go. So, this is wonderful, and this would be part of our super mid card program. It would be in the category of a super mid-sized aircraft. Other aircraft that we see are things like mid-size Lear 60s, Hawker 800 and 900 XPs. Those are mid-size aircraft that are very popular. On the lighter side, we see aircraft like Hawker 400 XPs, CJ3s, a Citation jet. Those are popular in our light sizes and categories.
And we're about to take a break right now. And when we come back, we will be with Andrew Collins, the president of Sentient Jet, and we're going to talk more about product. We're also going to talk about his leadership philosophy. Back in a few.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, packed flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Andrew Collins, who is the president of Sentient Jet, and we were talking about the different types of jets. So, one, I ask you, you invented in 1999 the jet card, which gives the real flexibility where people buy, you know, the 25 hours up front, and then what happens, because they buy on one jet, what happens if they want to use on one jet, but then all of a sudden they have a family party, or they want to have an executive meeting of more people, and they need a different size jet? How do you handle the flexibility of that?
That's a great question. I think this brings about the very orientation of our company. We are a service-oriented and a service-driven culture. We don't actually own aircraft. We have a model that allows us to source from the top 20% of operators in the country that are operating the aircraft. So we may not have operational control, but we have scheduling control. It's what we call an open fleet or an asset-light model. Inherent to that, we're always going to ask up front when you reach out to us to arrange for a private jet. We will ask you, what's the purpose of your mission? Okay, and many times somebody that flies on a light aircraft knows exactly what they needed and can pre-think, hey, I need 25 hours, give or take, in a light aircraft because I'm going to my second home or I'm going to, you know, some satellite offices, and it's usually just me or maybe it's myself and one of my vice presidents or somebody, something like that. But every time when we ask what's the purpose of the trip and the response really, or we can figure out based on how they actually requested the aircraft, if the response comes in and they need something different, right? So they might be in our 25-hour light card product, but it turns out they need something like this Falcon 2000EX, this super mid product. They can easily just ask for that. We do not have any economic penalty. We have a published rate. They simply pay the published rate. We deduct it off their card as if they were flying on their normal product. We move on. So purpose of mission is a real critical thing in our industry. Some people understand that, some people may not necessarily, but for us, that's the starting point.
Okay, let's talk about your leadership philosophy. Now, you're running an organization that's growing very rapidly in a highly competitive industry. What's important to you in how you view your leadership?
So, I think that if there's anything that I can bring to the table, the most important thing is it's visibility, and it's allowing people to feel that I'm right there with them. So one of the things that's a hallmark at Sentient culturally is we call it a GSD environment. For radio, we'll say it just stands for Get Stuff Done. And it puts a premium on execution, right? And so one of the things for me that's always important, and the people that I love to work with are the people that have that motivation and that passion, and you can see it and you can feel it, that they want to get it done. They're interested in accomplishing what it is that we're going after. So that's important. There's also a cultural aspect at Sentient, and we talked about this a little up front prior to the interview, but I'll bring it up, which is, I believe that, unlike for some, this might be a negative connotation, but I believe in insecurity in an organization, especially in a services organization. Okay, and so insecurity to me really makes sure that people are on their toes. So we have a wonderful stable company and a stable environment, but if we're insecure about that customer's transaction, about the workflow that goes around flying somebody and making sure end to end that trip is as flawless as we can make it and is as great an experience as we can make it, as long as that permeates your culture, where people really do feel that insecurity that, oh gosh, what are my challenges on this flight? What do we got to think of ahead of time? So that roots into the way we've designed our workflow process, and it's an important aspect. And as a leader, I can't ask for anything else.
Give me an example of that. Sounds fascinating.
Sure. So we don't actually, as I mentioned, own aircraft. So we can't rely just on, hey, it's a shiny jet. It's a very nice jet, like the one we're sitting in, where people might come in and go, oh, well, this is great. Look at this jet. It really is about that first touch when someone calls in and says, okay, I need a flight, right? We need to figure out what's that purpose of trip. And then from there, we've invested millions of dollars in how we actually work that trip through. So we will look at that trip a week in advance if it's a week in advance. We will look at it a day in advance if it's a day in advance. But every day we do something called a daily flight review. We review every trip that week and every trip the next day. And we look for any aberrations, any anomalies, any challenges, right? And on top of that, we have proprietary data on our customers and a history on our customers. So we understand. We generate something called service reports, and a flight leg can generate up to 10 service reports. I see every service report. So does our leadership team. So do people that are on the front line. So I know that if Robert is flying, I know exactly how you're feeling. I am in tune with your sentiment. Are you very satisfied? Are you somewhat satisfied? And if there's anything that drops below that very satisfied marker, we need to know what that is. And so we record that. And over time, we have that satisfaction or that sentiment history. And that helps with that insecurity. Because you can say, you know what? Last time Robert flew with us, he didn't actually like the tail, the jet that we put him on. Let's make sure he's not on that jet next time. Last time we flew, his son has a nut allergy. Let's make sure that we pre-screen the catering and we make sure that it's as nut-free an environment as possible. Or it's that insecurity that says there are competitors. It's a hyper-competitive industry. And they would love your customer base. We have 4,500 customers, right? So you constantly have to be thinking about ways to surprise and delight your customer. So milestones, if it's your birthday, if we know that you're coming back from a wonderful business celebration, you know, you just opened up a factory, you just sold a business, whatever those things are that really drive you, that passion, that moment, that life event, if we know about it, we're likely going to recognize it in some way, shape, or form. That might be as simple as just a congratulatory note from someone like myself or someone that's a lead on your service team with some complimentary cocktails, all the way through to if you're headed to Notre Dame for a game and it's a big deal for you, we may very well have the aircraft decked out in the blue and gold. So it really just depends on that. But that is the key, in essence, to the way we service. It's that undertone, that insecurity that you need to feel, and I think we thrive on it.
Okay, we have just 20 seconds left. The future of Sentient Jets.
I think the future of Sentient Jets sees us beyond the United States. I think we're headed internationally. I think this product translates beautifully in a number of markets.
Well, Andrew, great having you on the show.
Thank you, Robert.
And everyone, remember, insecurity is a secret to great success in business. First time I've heard that before.
Well said.
You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.